station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have thundershowers in the area and 74 degrees. Boeing's new CEO, Robert Kelly Ortberg, and Chairman Stephen Mollenkopf visited Wichita Monday to tour Spirit AeroSystems. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran invited Ortberg after Ortberg was named the new CEO last month. Spirit is Wichita's largest employer with many defense jobs, and much of that work is done for Boeing competitors.
What a sad circumstance it would be if those 1,500 and future employees in Kansas lost the opportunity. And Boeing assured me today that they are fully interested in all the defense work that is taking place at Spirit to remain with Boeing, and agreed with me that they would do everything to make certain that it stayed in Kansas.
Boeing is bidding to reacquire Spirit in a stock-only deal worth more than $8 billion. Beginning January 1st, the city of Wichita will begin charging for downtown parking. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News it's an effort to pay for maintenance of city facilities.
Anytime we as a government try to expand or add to the system, whatever it may be, whether it's a building, whether it's any other asset, we must ask, what are the real ongoing costs for maintenance? And that has to be part of the conversation, not just building something, but what will be the ongoing cost?
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Former President Trump joined ex-owner Elon Musk for an interview on the platform after not having posted to the site since his infamous mugshot was shared. The former president was quick to attack his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, and her handling of the border.
You have millions of people coming in a month, and then she gets up and she tries to pretend like she's going to do something. She had 3.5 years. And by the way, they have another 5 months that they can do something, but they won't do anything. It's all talk.
The Harris-Walz campaign issued a statement responding to the former president's attacks, calling him and Elon Musk self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class. The quest to get American gymnast Jordan Chiles her Olympics bronze medal back has hit another bump in the road, but it's not over.
USA Gymnastics says an arbitration panel will not reconsider a decision that cost Jordan Chiles her bronze medal from the floor exercise at the Paris Olympics. Chiles was originally awarded the medal following an appeal from her coach about the difficulty score of her routine, but the Court of Arbitration for Sport then ruled that it came after the one-minute window when those have to be submitted. USA Gymnastics claims to have video evidence proving the appeal was submitted in time, but says it's been told that panel rules don't allow it to reconsider cases that already went through arbitration, even if there's conclusive new evidence. USA Gymnastics now says it will, quote, pursue every possible avenue and appeal process. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
We're nearing the peak of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season, and right on schedule, the tropics are becoming more active with the formation of Tropical Storm Ernesto, which is slowly becoming organized east of the Leeward Islands. The tropics have been becoming more active over the past few weeks with the development of Hurricane Debbie, which made its first landfall in Florida and then a second landfall in South Carolina as a tropical storm. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
$5 all-you-can-eat pancakes are back at IHOP. So if someone says to you, IHOP, with the...
This is the KNSS Morning News, 6:08 now, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control 1,000 square kilometers or 386 square miles of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. His statement marked the first time a Ukrainian military official has publicly commented on the gains of the fighting incursion that has embarrassed the Kremlin. A New York State judge rules against independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being on the November ballot.
New York Justice Christina Reba, in her ruling, said Kennedy Jr. falsely declared a state residence on petitions needed for his nomination. During a short trial, Kennedy Jr. claimed ties to New York with plans to move back. The judge's ruling nullified qualifying documents. An appeal from the campaign is expected. However, if the appeal fails, it could set off a chain reaction that could invalidate ballot access in other states where Kennedy Jr. used the New York address on campaign qualifying documents, allowing him to gather petition signatures. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A former student at an Ivy League university is jailed for posting threats to Jewish students.
Patrick Dye of Rochester, New York, was sentenced to 21 months in prison and 3 years supervised release. Prosecutors say he posted anonymous threats to shoot and stab Jewish people at Cornell University in upstate New York. The judge saying Dye substantially disrupted campus activity and committed a hate crime, but also noted his autism diagnosis, his mental health struggles, and nonviolent history. Dye's mother has said she believed the threats were triggered by medication he was taking to treat depression and anxiety. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
New research suggests Mars could have enough water under its surface to form a global ocean.
The theory is a result of seismic measurements captured from Mars' InSight rover, which detected more than 1,300 Mars quakes before shutting down 2 years ago. The water is believed to be undetected, the scientists say, because it could be as much as 12 miles underground, giving rise to the belief that the Red Planet had rivers, lakes, and possibly oceans billions of years ago. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic right now, I think the conditions is probably the biggest thing that we're looking at out there right now. Traffic conditions, well, some rain in the Wichita area, so we're definitely going to see some slick roadways. Also, with some fog and mist out there, we've got visibility at Eisenhower National Airport down to 2 miles. Visibility could be an issue as well. Just some things to keep in mind this morning, and just make sure to go slow, take it safe. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
A complex of storms is going to roll through early this morning. 30% chance that we have some rainfall after we get through daybreak. Temperatures heating back up to a high of 90 degrees as skies go from mostly to partly cloudy. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And we do have thunder showers in the area. Rain, 69 degrees, north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
And plenty of lightning out there this morning.
Lots
right?
of lightning.
Yeah. And that wind
and
has...
We've got lots of power outages all over.
We had south wind at about 3 miles per hour, and then it turned around, and now it's gusting from the north at about 28. So, and we've dropped about 7, 8 degrees here in the last hour, so... If the front came through, that explains it. We earlier this morning had severe thunderstorm warnings for the parts of 5 counties here in South Central Kansas, including Sedgwick County, the northern half. Never came out too much. There was one 60-mile-an-hour wind gust in Newton, we understand. But other than that, not much to it, really. I wanted to look at the radar for you this morning. And the leading edge of all this storm now has moved almost all out of Butler County. To the east, it all moving from the west to the east. And right now, Kingman County is almost clear. Sedgwick County should be getting some rain, some thunder showers, and, yeah, lightning. Now, this area of showers is huge. It goes from way down just south of Wichita, straight south to the border there in Oklahoma. It goes up clear until, well, past Topeka. I mean, there's a light to moderate rain or even heavy rain all the way up past Topeka. So, and again, back to the west, though, clear back to haze. So some of western Kansas is getting some much-needed rain. We'll put it that way. A lot of western Kansas, and it's good to see. Now we have a flood warning in Wichita, Sedgwick County, going till 10:15 this morning, a flood warning. Then after that, from 1 to 7 p.m., we have a heat advisory. So today, I guess, weather-wise, it's just one of those Kansas days where you're going to get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you could probably add humid to that as well with rain coming down and then a heat warning. I've also been checking with Evergy. Right now, Wichita area, about 7,000 customers reported without power. Most of that is centered in the south and southwest part of Wichita, but it kind of extends around the area as well. And that's just the Wichita area down between, say, Derby and Hayesville. We've got another couple hundred there. So
power outages this morning.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that kind of storm. Yesterday we had a high of 90 degrees, normal high 92. And today is the 13th day of August on this date in 1936. The low in Wichita was only 86 degrees. That is the warmest low temperature on record for the city.
Did not cool off at night.
Nope. You couldn't sleep. That afternoon,
86.
That afternoon, Salina set their all-time record high when the mercury soared to a nasty 118 degrees. Wow. 1936, the year of the weather.
I'm glad we're not dealing with that.
Yeah, no kidding. On this date in 1889, William Gray of Hartford, Connecticut, received a patent for the first coin-operated telephone. We don't have any of those left that I'm aware of, but I had always wondered about that. You know, you would have, you're using a payphone, and you're making a call, maybe long distance, and the operator will say, deposit 75 cents. And then you'd put in your three quarters or whatever, and you hear ding, ding, ding. How did the operator know whether you'd done that? How did the telephone know that?
Something in the phone knew you were putting in those coins.
They already had some pretty good tech there.
Well, when it comes to, you know, generating money, you can figure out a way.
That's right.
And the early ones were tones. When a coin was deposited, a tone would go off saying which coin had been detected going through there. And like back when there were operators, they'd hear, oh, that was a quarter, that was a nickel, that was a dime, and they'd be able to charge you accordingly.
Yep, that's the key, that tone that it made, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Then it got automated, and then they started using impulses instead of tones, but yeah.
And now, nothing.
It's all changed, yeah.
That is one of the, for my grandkids,
Everybody's got a payphone in their pocket.
The most popular part of the downtown Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum, for my grandkids, the payphone booth. They were fascinated by that. Hey, really, Papa?
Okay. There it is.
The use of elephants.
Superman's got to have a place to change.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true.
Or Clark Kent, anyway.
The use of elephants, lions, giraffes, and other animals in traveling acts like circuses is now banned in Massachusetts after Governor Maura Healey signed into law a bill prohibiting the practice. Supporters of the legislation, which Healey signed Friday, said the goal is to help prevent the mistreatment of animals. Beginning January 1st, traveling acts like circuses, carnivals, and fairs, there are so many of them, will be prohibited from using certain animals, including lions, tigers, bears, elephants, giraffes, and primates for entertainment under the law. The exceptions.
What's that leave?
The exceptions include live at a zoo and the use of animals that live at a zoo are under there. You can do that. You can have animals living at the zoo.
All the animals you name lived in zoos.
Yeah. Use of animals in filming movies. Non-exotic animals like horses, chickens, pigs, rabbits can continue to be exhibited.
Oh, well, let's.
At least the rabbits are safe.
Yeah, I guess.
For a showbiz career. All right. All right, going on the weather this morning, Ted. Let's find out what's going on in sports. Lead off sports now with Ted Woodward at 6:17 here on this Tuesday morning.
This is a home week for the Wichita Wind Surge Minor League Baseball. Only three home weeks remain for Wichita in the season. This is one of them. So we'll start a six-game series tonight, 7:05 tonight down at Riverfront Stadium. The Wichita Wind Surge going for their third win in a row, hosting the Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Got Wind Surge baseball tonight. Starting tonight, all week. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals at Minnesota last night to begin a key three-game series at the Twins. Royals had an early 2-0 lead. Didn't last long. Then the Twins scored six runs in the bottom of the second inning, and the Royals were pretty much done from there. An 8-3 loss in front of 22,000 at Target Field. Oh, the Royals have lost 17 of their last 19 on the road at Minnesota. Of course, you heard that game on KFH last night. All right, they'll try again tonight. The Royals and the Twins at 6:30 this evening. And you can listen to that game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Interesting pitching matchup in this one tonight. The Royals' starting pitcher is Seth Lugo. Leads the major leagues with 13 wins. He's also got a 2.7 earned run average. Starting pitcher for the Twins is a guy that just a few weeks ago was pitching for the Wichita Wind Surge. And he'll make his major league debut tonight, Zebby Matthews. So interesting pitching matchup tonight. The Royals have a two-game lead for a playoff spot in the American League right now. So we'll take a look at another Major League Baseball action last night. The Cincinnati Reds at home taking on the St. Louis Cardinals, batting leadoff for the Reds. And one of the few times in his career, a former Wichita Wind Surge star, Spencer Steer. The action on Valley Sports Ohio.
Turns on this ball, high fly, deep left, fam way back, and that is gone. Number 17 for Steer, and he gives the Reds a 2-1 edge. He has been the leadoff man twice this year, and each time he has gone deep.
Well, setting the tone is what he talked about doing, and he got a heater, got the bat head to it, 2 to 3 rows back, clutch hit.
About that. Then his next time up, he hit a 3-run home run. We'll have highlights of that one in sports next hour. So, 2 home runs, his first multi-home run game in his career in the big leagues. And he drove in 5 of the 6 runs. The Reds beat the Cardinals 6-1. Spencer Steer is tied for 7th in the National League with 72 runs driven in this season. Back-to-back wins there for the Reds. Move over to college football. The Associated Press preseason poll has been released. Kansas State, preseason rank number 18. Kansas, preseason rank number 22. First time both KU and K-State have been in the preseason poll in 28 years. Doesn't happen very often. K-State is in the preseason poll for the 6th straight year. KU is in the preseason poll for the first time in 15 years. We're only 2 weeks away from the start of the college football season. Happy birthday today to a good baseball player that came through here. Andre Thornton is 75 years old today. First baseman for the Wichita Arrows in 1973. Wichita was his last stop in the minors before he went on and played 14 years in the big leagues. 253 home runs, 900 runs driven in, 2-time All-Star. He's in the Cleveland Indians Hall of Fame. Good player.
Had a good career.
And he played here in Wichita in 1973. Andre Thornton. It's his birthday. He is 75 years old today. Hey, how would you like to go see the Wichita Wind Surge in style at Riverfront Stadium? Well, it's a great prize package provided by Homeland Construction Services. It's a $175 value. You get your own loge box table for four on the concourse. That's free. You get to eat all the food and drink you can eat upstairs. In the Fidelity Club, that's all free. And you get to park in the Maple Street lot just feet away from the gate. That's free.
Oh.
Free parking, free food and drink, your free table for four on the concourse, and it's all provided by Homeland Construction Services for select weeknight games for the rest of the season. I believe there's only 2 of these left, so if you want to get your name in there, do it. Here's what you do. You go to the KNSS webpage, knssradio.com, and click on Contest. You click on the Wind Surge Loge Box Contest link, you fill out the entry form, and hit submit, and you're in. Maybe you'll win that great prize package courtesy of Homeland Construction Services.
6:22 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Is your to-do list way too long? Well, the doctor's going to check you out. Coming up here with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Tony Awarded Radio Show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Tuesday morning. 69 degrees. 1 year after a police raid on the Marion County record, the former Marion County police chief, the Marion police chief, has been formally charged. Gideon Cody has been charged with one count of interference with judicial process, inducing a witness to withhold, delay information in a felony case. On August 11th, 2024, officers from the Marion County Department raided the newspaper's office and the home of the chief at the time. The police chief at the time claimed that he was investigating whether the newspaper committed identity theft or other crimes and assessing a local restaurant owner's state driving record. Earlier this month, Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett and Riley County Attorney Barry Wilkerson issued a 124-page report on the raid.
Police Sergeant Billy Randolph in Fort Worth, Texas, died yesterday after being hit by a suspected drunk driver at a crash scene. Fort Worth Police Department Chief Neil Noakes details how 25-year-old driver hit and killed the sergeant.
She drove the wrong way on that ramp onto the freeway, and that's where she struck Sergeant Billy Randolph.
The driver is in police custody, charged with intoxication manslaughter, causing the death of a peace officer.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss changes in the ethics ordinance and changes in the police department's animal services procedures. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
We're also going to continue the second budget conversation or second public hearing on the budget, so people can also come and talk to us about that. So there will be plenty of opportunity for people to speak up.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Officials are on high alert in the Middle East, with Tehran making moves in the region.
U.S. officials say Iran and its proxies could launch an attack on Israel at any time this week. U.S. intelligence has seen Iran moving missiles and drones into position to launch, if ordered. At the White House, John Kirby shared the latest assessment about the potential attack.
With respect to potential timing here, could be this week.
For the second time in 10 days, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the Abraham Lincoln Strike Group to the Middle East. This time, he wants the aircraft carrier to get there faster. The guided missile submarine USS Georgia is also in the region, armed with over 150 Tomahawk cruise missiles. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
A man in Pennsylvania is facing federal charges over voter fraud.
Philip C. Pulley is accused of voting in both Florida and in Pennsylvania in the 2020 presidential election using a false Philadelphia address and social security number, while also being registered in Montgomery County, PA, as well as in Broward County, Florida. He's also accused of voting twice in Pennsylvania during the November 2022 election. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Philadelphia says it's filed five charges against Pulley, alleging he violated federal election law by falsely registering to vote, double voting, and engaging in election fraud. Ted Linder, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Rod L. Williams.
A complex of storms is going to roll through early this morning. 30% chance that we have some rainfall after we get through daybreak. Temperatures heating back up to a high of 90 degrees as skies go from mostly to partly cloudy. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And we have rain now, 69 degrees, north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. We have a flood warning until 10:15 this morning in Wichita, and after that, a heat advisory from 1 to 7 p.m. Now, as I said, rain and 69 degrees. 6:34, Stephen Ted in the morning. Coming up 1 hour from now, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Our weekly discussion with Mr. Beatty about what's going on in Sedgwick County. Today is August 13th, 2024, and it was on this date in 1969, New York City held a ticker tape parade for Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins. These are the guys who went to the moon.
The first human beings
that summer
stepped foot on the moon, two of them anyway.
Yeah. That was in 1969. The family of a Baltimore man who died of heat stroke while collecting trash for the city's public works agency is demanding increased transparency from local officials following his death. The relatives called on the Baltimore City Council to conduct a series of investigative hearings and shed light on how the otherwise healthy Ronald Silver II succumbed to heat-related illness at work. A copy of Silver's offer letter from the Baltimore Department of Public Works shows he started the job last fall, was making around $18 an hour. Now, the family's attorney said the letter was a source of pride for Silver, who was working to help support his five children and fiance. Silver, who was 36, died August 2nd as temperatures in the Baltimore area climbed to about 100 degrees and city officials issued a code red heat advisory. Family wants to know more about it. Looks to me like it got really hot and he hypered or something on a hot day. This is, we keep telling people. Drink your fluids. Get in the shade if you can. All right. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS. Somebody Somebody's always suing somebody, Ted. It's always. After a spike in homicides and violence during the pandemic, a new report shows major cities across the country are seeing a sharp drop in violent crime. According to data gathered by the Major Cities Chief Association, from 70 of the nation's largest cities, violent crime fell across every category in the first half of the year compared to last year. More on that story at our webpage, knssradio.com. So that's good. Major crime going down. It is 6:37 now, Stephen Ted. I peeked out of, I don't know, about an hour ago when rain was coming through the area, and it was really raining.
Yeah, we had a...
I mean, real rain was
showers coming,
down. Coming
through the area this morning. Yeah,
yeah, I hadn't seen any of that in a long, long time, but it was. It was nice to see the rain coming down after all this time. Weekend, this past weekend, of course, there was some rain, but every time I stepped outside, it was,
I had a
drop here and a drop there, and that was it. So,
well, hopefully, a lot of those raindrops found their way to Lake Cheney.
Yeah, that's where we were
when they came through today.
Maybe not a way we could trap it just. A thundercloud right over there and just, you know, rain on just Cheney for about a day and a half. All right, 6:37 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And as I said, we have a flood warning until 10:15 this morning. We understand there are some power outages, several thousand, in fact.
Yeah, a lot of lightning. We've had some power outages in the Wichita area this
morning. Every time you see that lightning, you know, that something's going to happen. And, oh, that's tough when the power goes out. But usually, Evergy's really good about getting it back on within a certain amount of time. 6:38, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Stephen Ted. Last week, the Kansas average steer sold in our feed yards at $186.92. That's down $1.22 from the previous week. Now, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures started the session Monday with upside that quickly turned negative, and we saw a negative close. The feeder cattle futures had the largest losses with triple-digit downside. Lean hog futures traded two-sided and closed mostly lower yesterday. On the close, October live cattle $1.12 lower, $180.02. October feeder cattle down $2 and a nickel at $237.72. In October, lean hogs were 35 cents higher at $74.32. Now, Monday, more new contract lows were made by the corn and the soybean futures. The USDA announced flash sales of U.S. corn and soybeans to an unknown destination. The USDA yesterday lowered corn acres and increased soybean acres. The report was negative for the soybeans, neutral to slightly friendly corn and wheat. We continue today to see downside in our grain complex. December Kansas City wheat down 3.5 cents at 560. December corn down 3 pennies at 398.5. November soybeans down 15.75 cents at 970.25. September crude oil 35 cents lower at 79.71. December gold down 10 cents at $2,503.90. September S&P 10 points higher at 5,379. September dollar index 2 cents higher at 102.98. September Dow Jones futures 27 points lower at 39,454. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
A large area of showers marching across the state from west to east this morning. And I know Butler County got hit. You're over there in Augusta. What was the rain like this morning for you?
Well, it's kind of like I heard you describing earlier. We haven't seen anything like this in a while. When that front first came through, there was a lot of wind with it, and we've ended up so far picking up about 85 hundredths of an inch.
Wow, 85 hundredths. Well, it doesn't sound like much, but in terms of rain, that's a pretty good amount. So we're hoping,
and for this time of the year, that's really good.
Yeah, hoping they got some out west. It looked like from the radar that they were getting some, but we hope for the best, and maybe someday this drought will be over. What do you think?
They always do come to an end eventually.
Eventually, they usually do. Yeah, all right. thank you, Tom. We'll check with you again tomorrow. Tom Loeffler with the KNSS Commodities Update. Jad, what do you got? Jad Chamber?
Got a call from one of the traffic trackers just a little bit ago. Gary, we were talking about that gust of wind that came through. Gary reported a tree down.
A tree, all right.
Yeah, this is McLean, right around Maple. So, Ice Center, Riverfront Stadium, that's the area that we're talking about. Yeah. tree down. He says it's across one of the lanes of travel, so be careful and maybe expect a slowdown there. He says it's still kind of dark and people can't see it.
All right, to KNSS News Time, 641. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 647 here on this Tuesday morning. A new innovation may help keep public restrooms clean.
Fox on set.
Let's face it, sometimes you're out and about and you need to, go. But many folks dread using a public bathroom because they're often dirty. But one company is looking to change that, Sanitronics.
There are two toilet bowls that alternate after each use. While one is being used, the other gets a deep cleaning. And we're talking serious cleaning here. High pressure washing inside and out. During the toilet's rotation, the restroom floor is cleaned also, then it's dried, and the trash is collected.
That's Kurt the Cyber Guy.
The seat is completely dry when you sit down on it, thanks to a built-in air blade. No more dreaded wet seats. How gross is that? And get this. The whole cleaning process takes less than 20 seconds. No more long waits for a clean stall.
Sanitronics' revolving toilet is modular, so it can be easily disassembled, replaced, or recycled. The company also says it's vandalism resistant to hammering, fire, and graffiti, making it ideal for public spaces. With Fox on Tech, Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
That's an interesting way to put it. Vandalism resistant.
No. Not vandalism proof.
Yeah.
Starbucks among the losers as the trading week began on Wall Street.
A choppy trading session with the major averages ending mixed as investors remain cautious ahead of key economic data in the coming days that will offer fresh clues about whether the economy is heading into a recession. Shares of Starbucks jumped over 2% following a Wall Street Journal report that activist investor Starboard Value has acquired a stake in the coffee giant and is planning to take steps to boost its stock price. The Dow winners, Apple, United Health Group, and Walmart. The Dow decliners, Procter & Gamble, Home Depot, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 141 points, the Nasdaq up 35, S&P 500 up a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Americans are showing more interest in owning miniature cows, miniature goats, miniature donkeys, and other diminutive farm animals. The trend is driven by hobby farmers looking for easy-to-manage livestock and homesteaders who like the idea of having a petite pig or a scaled-down sheep as a pet. Animal breeders say sales of pint-sized farm animals have grown since the COVID-19 pandemic, when more people started raising backyard chickens for fun and the fresh eggs.
Of course, so, I think the major question people want to know is how easy are they to clean up after.
6:49, Steve at 10 in the morning. Let's take a look at Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Whether you're a Wall Street tycoon or a parent trying to help fund your kid's college education, there's probably a good reason for you to invest your money rather than just have it sit in a bank. Well, where do you begin? Investing can be an important avenue for you to reach your financial goals. For most, the biggest and most important investment they'll ever make is their retirement. As you know, once you retire, you'll stop getting that steady paycheck, and you'll need more than just Social Security to fund your lifestyle. A well-funded retirement isn't the only reason to invest, and for most workers, it's the most important. You're going to have financial goals along the road, but pay yourself first by always funding your retirement no matter your other more immediate goals. Here are some other short-term goals that you may want to add to your financial roadmap, things that you're going to purchase along the way. First of all, if you're young and single, in addition to funding your retirement, you may want to invest for travel. Or you may have an opportunity to buy real estate as a place to live in as an investment. This is also a good time to build up the emergency fund, primarily to get you through an unexpected period of unemployment. And a slush fund. This is for discretionary spending on fun things. Engaged to be married? Well, the cost of your wedding and subsequent travel is more and more being borne by the couple, not mom and dad. So that may be up to you. Once married, you may want to invest in a home, say for a big down payment, allowing you to carry a smaller mortgage. A lower mortgage payment will improve your cash flow, thus allow you to save more for retirement. Now come the kids. You'll probably want to put something away for your kids' secondary education, if you're capable of it. And, of course, investing can help you grow your money at any risk level. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
652 now. Thank you, Don. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. We've had quite a morning already weather-wise. Severe thunderstorm warning in the 4 o'clock hour this morning for parts of McPherson, Reno, Sedgwick, Harvey, and Marion counties. Storm came through, blew us one gust of 60 miles per hour clocked in Newton. And then we had some rain, and we just continue to have a little rain around the area. The flood warning is in effect for the Wichita area until 10:15 this morning, and we have some power outages.
A lot of lightning.
A lot of lightning going on. Interesting morning, Ted. Very interesting. So, today is National Filet Mignon Day. Celebrating
expensive.
A special cut of beef.
Yeah.
Usually from a steer or heifer. A filet mignon is a steak taken from the smaller end of the tenderloin of the beef carcass.
It should be nice and tender.
I don't know where that is, but filet mignon is French for cute filet or dainty filet. That just brought to my mind, what is your favorite beef cut, Ted? What's your favorite? We've got the ribeye.
I can't argue with filet mignon, but I'm not very hoity-toity. I like a good brisket.
Brisket? I guess that's
brisket. I always find that to be pretty tasty.
What about a porterhouse or a T-bone?
I'm not that person.
Really? Not a sirloin, though. What about prime rib?
I'm not that person either. My mom and dad are huge prime rib people.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It doesn't excite me like it does some others.
It's very, in my opinion, it's very difficult to find it done properly. By that I mean tender enough and the right flavor and good with that horseradish sauce. I haven't had a good one in town here for years. Eddie's used to have a place to get them, though.
I like beef medallions.
Yeah.
What are those made out of? I don't know.
That's kind of a filet, isn't it?
A little bit of a filet, yeah. I like those.
A round thing?
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well, now I'm getting hungry. I'm going to have to go out and have some beef tonight. Filet mignon day. Celebrate. 6:54, Steve and Ted.
Yeah, talk about Don. You got to save up for that.
Really?
Cheap.
6:54 coming up, 7 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted. Our news at the top of the hour this morning. Boeing executives tour the Spirit Wichita plant. That story and more news coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.